Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. It's Belinda Ellsworth here with your Tuesday tip. We like to do interviews on Mondays and Thursdays, and on Tuesdays, I like to provide quick tips for your business. Today, we're going to talk about the 10 tips for growing a successful business. Now, I have taught these four pillars of success for a very long time, like 25 years. And if anyone has ever heard me on other podcasts, or I've even talked about them on this podcast, you will know what those four pillars of success are. But I think it's important that I cover those right now. What's interesting is I was looking up some tips for growing a successful business. So I've got these top 10, but guess what is in those top 10? It is my four pillars of success. So my four pillars has always been to be focused, be committed, be consistent, and be organized. Now, what I'm going to do is give you a different order, and we're going to talk about each of these. But what I have discovered over the many, many years of doing a business, that those four pillars right there, they're kind of the anchor of your business. And so I just wanted to cover that with you before I get into these 10 tips. First tip for growing a successful business is to get organized. Being organized is creating systems within your office so that it makes it easier for you to do business. That's what I want you to think about. What will make it easier for me to do business? It could be a filing system or finding something straight away. It could be where your notes are on individual clients or what you have that you need to look up for different subjects. I like to use that particular system myself with coordinating colored notebooks and file folders so that I can put information that I may need about a client or a subject in those folders, and any notes that I might take about that subject, or if I listen to a podcast or a webinar and I have notes about a particular subject, I have those in that colored notebook. That's one of the easiest ways for me to be able to put my fingers on something straight away. We're going to talk about being focused in just a bit, but the way to be more focused is to be more organized. So being organized is extremely important. It also saves you a ton of time. People are always saying they wish they had more time. There's not enough hours in a day. It is the one single complaint that you will hear from almost 100% of people that are in business, is they wish they had more hours in a day. How do you get more time? And I can tell you, the number one thing that steals more time from you than anything else is your lack of organization. If you are spending a half hour looking for something, that's costing you a half hour that you could have gotten back in your day simply because you weren't ready and you weren't prepared to actually work in your business. Number two is to keep very good detailed records. Now, there are several different areas to keep detailed records. Number one, of course, is financial. You have to know where your business stands. And I would say to you that 80% of people, that's what I've heard from most financial planners and accountants, is that most people, 80% of business owners, do not keep really good financial records. You want to know what your profit and loss statements are for the month. You want to know how much money that you're making. You want to know how much money is going out. You want to know just financially what is your average pay so that you know what your average revenue needs to be. So what's being paid out. These are all things that are extremely helpful for you in setting really good goals. What are some other records that you want to keep track of? Well, your sales. You know, if you don't know what you sold in a particular month at the same time last year, then how in the world are you going to know if you're doing better or if you're doing worse? So I always track my monthly sales, how much of a particular item I sold, what is the average order when someone buys from our website or goes into our e-commerce store, what is that average ticket order, because that allows me to see that either I'm not combining really good products together or I'm not doing a good job of leading them somewhere else. So when you have data on your revenue and how you're getting that revenue and by what means of sales that you're doing or whatever it is that what service you're providing or how many clients you've added this month, how many people visited your website, all of that stuff is extremely important. The third category, of course, is social media. And how many followers do you have? Are you gaining followers? Are you losing them? Are you gaining traction on Instagram? Are you losing traction on Instagram? You know, do you have a following on LinkedIn? Have you been active on there? Are you responding? Do you comment? So all of this stuff, when you realize, wow, I haven't added any new people, it's probably because you haven't invited anyone. You haven't probably gone live. You haven't created interest. You are not doing whatever it was that you did before when you were bringing lots of people on. So when I track this, it allows me to see, wow, I'm not really doing a good job in this particular area. It's just like the same way with the downloads of our podcast. I know when either I'm not doing as good a job, maybe with my interviews, or maybe it's with my guests, or maybe it is that I just don't have my finger on the pulse. Because when you care, then you're going to do a better job. And this is just absolutely the truth. When you're excited, when you're on fire, when you're enthused, and a lot of this comes by seeing really good results, you actually are going to show up better in your business. All right, number three. Analyze your competition. See what others are doing right. Now, we're not analyzing our competition to make ourselves feel bad. So a lot of people will say, don't pay attention to what other people are doing. That is true too in the sense of, wow, I wish I had that, or I'm never going to get there, or look what they've done. No, analyzing your competition is, what are they doing that might be different than what I'm doing? You know, do I have that capability? Or is it because they've been doing it for 20 years and I've only been doing it for 3 months? So it's good to see what other people are doing. Can you strive for that? Or what could I just tweak ever so slightly in my business? But don't get wrapped up in comparing yourselves to other individuals and where they are in their journey. The truth is, in most businesses that are successful and have been around for multiple years, you don't know what it was like in their first 3 months of business or 6 months. You don't know the trials that they went through just last month, for example. We don't see that. When we see a successful business, everyone just sees all of the good things. And a lot of times we can emulate some of those good things and figure it out. But just know by comparing yourself that you're nowhere near what that person is doing, that actually will become more of a deterrent for you because you have to know what it is you want. And you can't see what someone else's journey has been and what road that they've been on. That's why I like doing the interviews that I do, because you get to see the struggle is real with almost every single entrepreneur, whether it's an artist or a business entrepreneur that we've had on this show. Everyone has gone through their own period of time where it's been difficult. It's never just an overnight success. It really is not. And you need to remember that. But you certainly can learn what other successful people are doing And what could you tweak with where you are to make yours maybe a little different or a little better? Number four is understand the risks and rewards. This is the one category, honestly, that I don't think people stop and really consider. They consider risks oftentimes, but in that same category, they don't consider the reward at the same time. Now, risks. People that have a strong growing business usually have taken some kind of risks along the way. So in taking risks, you need to look, okay, if I do this and it fails, can I live with that? What is the absolute worst thing that can happen to me if I do this? Then you say, well, it's this. Can I live with that? Can I recover from that? Yep, I probably can. But what is the reward if I take this risk and it goes right? What is the reward if it all goes just like I want it to? Now, that can usually fuel you. This is what I do. This is the thing I've done. I've had my own business for, 27 years now. And so I would sit, and when I was thinking about taking a chance on something, I would say, okay, what's the worst thing that could happen? I could lose all the money in this situation. Am I okay? Can I live with that right now of where I am? Sometimes the answer is yes. And sometimes the answer is no, I couldn't. That would be too much of a risk. So then I would say, okay, what's half of that risk that I can take to see before I go all in? This is what people don't understand. You don't always have to go in 100% on an idea or taking a risk. But sometimes I go, yeah, I can live with that. And then I say, well, what would the reward be? Do I want that reward? Is taking the risk worth the reward? And oftentimes people, not just often, a lot, because I talk to a lot of people in coaching and business, and they stay so focused on, well, what happens if this goes wrong? What happens if this goes wrong? Well, what happens if this goes wrong? Well, what happens if it goes right? What does that look like for you if it absolutely goes right? And that's why it's really important to understand the risks and the rewards involved in what you're doing to try to grow your business. Number five, be creative. You need to think out of the box. You need to always be looking to do things maybe slightly differently, or how could I make this just ever so slightly better? Now, that doesn't mean that you aren't happy with what you're doing, but you're always being creative. You're always looking for maybe a new way or a better way, a more efficient way, an easier way. Say that you maybe can work a little bit less and not work as hard. You've heard the old saying, work smarter, not harder. Sometimes that comes from being creative and looking for new ways to think about your situation differently. Be open to new ideas and learning from others. Always remain a student so that you are always open-minded. And be open to creating different revenue streams within your business. I can say honestly that that is one of the things that has helped me tremendously, is not just putting all of my eggs in one basket. I've had multiple baskets. And sometimes when one basket isn't working for another reason or another, maybe it's the economy. And so then that piece is struggling. But then this service over here really is taking off because of the economy. So it's good to have multiple ways that you are generating revenue, because one might go down while the other one is up. Another one might go up when another one is down. You might have several pockets of revenue coming in, which makes your business more stable and makes you feel more comfortable in trying new things, when you've got different revenues of income. Number six is to stay focused. I could do a whole hour training on being focused. It's, in my opinion, one of the most important things is to be focused, and that is completing a task. It is staying on track. It is having a good list of things to do that isn't just mundane tasks, but that are actual income-producing activities. Being focused on what it is you want to do and where you want to get. Because if you're not focused on that, that's when you can get distracted with what others are doing and then comparing yourself and then feeling down that your business isn't exactly where someone else's is. I remember when I first became a speaker, I wanted to average about 8 speaking gigs a month. And that was a lot. So I thought, if I can get to 8, I put a little sign up every single month in my calendar at the top. 8 will make you great. I thought, if I can get 8 speaking engagements in a month, man, I'm doing good. And I started doing that and achieving that. But then there was another speaker that sort of came out at the gate about the same time as me, and she was doing about 20 a month. And I would go to her website, and I would look at all her locations of where she was going to be, and then I would start to just be angry, like, oh my gosh, I'm not doing good at all. And then I'd have to stop and remind myself, but that's not my goal. I don't want to be gone from my house. I had children at home. She did not. I didn't want to be out and on the road 20 days out of 30. I wanted to be out on the road 8 days out of 30. And so you have to remember to stay focused on what it is that you want. Stay focused on the tasks you need to do in a day. Stay focused on the income-producing activities, not on mundane tasks to just make yourself feel better. Be very specific about what you need to accomplish in a day. These are all ways, and again, I could train for a whole hour on being focused, but it is probably the biggest thing that causes people to not do as well as they could because they get so distracted and they never complete anything. They're always starting something else, but not completing anything else. So get focused. Number 7, prepare to make sacrifices. This is the one thing I see with younger people today, and I don't want to be that person like these young people today, but in having conversations with people is they're not willing to sacrifice the lifestyle that they want or the things that they really, that are important to them. And, you know, it's good to know what's important to you. But when you are trying to grow a business, we're not just saying owning your business, because as you grow that business and then your business becomes established, then you can set boundaries. You can set priorities. You can say, this is really important to me, and so I'm setting a boundary around this, and I'm not going to do this. Absolutely. But we're talking about growing a business, and you have got to be willing to say, wow, I might have to work more hours right at the beginning. Wow, I might have to work a few weekends here in order to get this thing really moving. You know, I need to take on maybe a few more clients at the very beginning to build my client base quicker, and then it will level off and I will be able to have more of a flow in doing my business. But you have to be willing to make sacrifices. You might have to miss, you know, a soccer game. Now, I always tried to make it a priority to go to my kids' activities, but I always wasn't able to go to every single one of them. So then I would say, well, okay, I am going to go to, you know, this many no matter what. And then I would figure it out from there. So you just have to realize that there will be some sacrifices involved, and that's okay. Number 8, in this one, if you're trying to grow a business, is probably right up there with one of the most important, and that is provide great service. You have to understand that word of mouth is still the strongest form of advertising that you can get for your business. More people will choose to do business with you or choose not to do business with you based on other people's experiences with you. And if they do business with you, we want to get to that referral piece where they're telling others, oh my gosh, you're fantastic. But first and foremost, you want them to come back as a customer again and again and again. We want a customer for life if we can get it. And then we want them telling others and them actually bringing you more customers. And the way that you achieve this is by always providing great customer service and going out of your way in order to do it. What kinds of things can you show up and let people know that you value them as a customer? Number 9, and I love this one, and that is be consistent. You know, being consistent is doing the same old same thing again and again and again. It's having a consistent schedule. It's having consistent tasks. It's keeping consistent records. It's all of the things we've talked about, but you have to be consistent in it. Consistency is key. It is the key that keeps your business growing and it keeps it going. And so that is incredibly important for you. So be consistent. And number 10 is be committed. Be committed to your success. If you have an idea for a business, I will tell you that honestly, most businesses could succeed. Do most businesses succeed? No, not all of them do. And why is the number one reason for businesses not succeeding? It's because people give up before their business ever has a chance to fully make it. They're probably not doing the other 9 things that I shared with you as well, but you have to be committed because I can promise you, having your own business, it's no easy task. And every time you think something's going to go right, it's probably going to go wrong. And every time something goes wrong, are you going to give up or are you going to find a solution to that? Are you going to say, well, that was just a slight setback? Now, some days in business, I feel like it is 2 steps forward, 1 step back. And you know what? That's kind of how it goes. But I'm still ahead of the game. You can't be so distracted by the step back that you think, oh, this is not the right business for me. Most people's businesses, had they stayed in business another 3 months, 6 months, they probably would have turned that corner. Now, there's also being wise enough to know when you've given it your all and then to decide this is not going to work and that's okay. Or maybe you change how you were running the business and what it is that you actually want to get out of that. Maybe that picture looks differently. That's okay too. But I will say to you that being committed is being in it to win it and being able to take all of the setbacks that come along with owning your own business. If I gave up every time I had a little setback, every time I had a hiccup, well, I would not be where I am today. That is absolutely for sure. And you know what? What happens is people say, you never seem to get rattled or everything seems to go just fine for you. And I'm thinking, no, every single day I am faced with crazy things. And then I've actually had other people say, I don't know how you deal with everything that you deal with on a daily basis. Oh my gosh, that would drive me absolutely insane. And I'm thinking, well, that's why you don't own your own business. And I do. It's like, I don't stop and look at every single setback as just a complete and total catastrophe. I look at it as, okay, deal with that and move on because it gets me forward to that next step. So a lot of people go, oh, I just feel like I'm always 2 steps forward and a step back. And I say, that's okay. 2 steps forward, you're still ahead of the game. You're still moving ahead. And that's okay. So be committed. These are just 10 tips in growing a successful business. So thanks so much for tuning in today on Work From Your Happy Place. I hope that you'll tune in and check out our interviews that we do with business entrepreneurs. You can learn so much from them and our artists. They have a completely, it's that whole left brain, right brain, and it's really fun to listen to how both of them work in growing their particular businesses. So make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss a single interview, and share us with others. That's the greatest form of compliment that you can give us. And of course, we always love a review. That way, others will find Work From Your Happy Place as well. So once again, thank you for joining me today, and we'll see you next time on Work From Your Happy Place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.